Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Tonight, we have Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and I'm just wondering how long the season's actually going to go. At the beginning, I said it would be Golden State in 5. That means we would get NBA basketball up until Monday. But after watching Games 1 and 2 and really looking at the collective quarter-by-quarter deal between these two teams dating back to the regular season, I've seen nothing that leads me to believe that Cleveland will actually win a game in the series. Joining me right now to talk a bit about that and more, we have Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jameson, always fun to get you on. Thank you for the time again today.
Oh, not a problem. You stole the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I feel very similar with that. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Cavs have won 3 quarters this year versus the Warriors. You know, and that's an issue. That's definitely a problem. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've kind of saw this coming defensively. You only win championships defensively. Defensively is where it gets done. And if the Cavs are not going to play better defense, we might as well just get ready for the draft now. Because that's where we're at now. The same issues they had in the regular season, the same issues they had versus the Pacers, same issues they had versus the Celtics are all showing up here. But this is a different animal. This is a different beast right here that they're dealing with. And the Warriors are locked and loaded and focused, and it shows.
I don't know what direction Tyronn Lue has to go tonight, Jameson. I really don't. I don't know how you beat Golden State, because, again, this is one of the best teams that I have seen in quite some time. I will say this. The idea of trying to get into a foot race in Game 2, and every time we got a shot of the coach's huddle, Tyronn Lue kept telling him, play fast, but take care of the ball. Play even faster, but take care of the basketball. That is stupid. That's a stupid idea with this Golden State Warrior team. Now, not a lot of people agree with me when I say this would be my game plan for Game 3, so I want your perspective on it. You have to try to slow the tempo down, and that is a lot easier said than done. I mean, that's what Utah Jazz fans thought the Jazz could do against Golden State, and they couldn't do it. But in my mind, Cleveland's best opportunity to win this game, Jameson, is to slow it down to a half-court game offensively, and you let LeBron James bully his way. I want 40 shots from LeBron tonight. I want at least 25 of those inside the paint. You bully them down low. I don't see any other option in this series at this point.
Here's the issue with that. If LeBron's doing all that and has to guard Kevin Durant, by this, like we saw, he got exhausted by the end of the second quarter because he has expended so much energy. If it was 5 years ago, maybe, but you're asking him to do a lot more than he's capable of doing at this point of his career. It sounds good in theory, but when you're missing layups and you're missing easy shots, you're creating fast break points. All that's going to make sure is that if you're going to milk the clock and play slower and all this, all that means the Warriors are going to score 110 instead of 130. That's all that means. Here's the problem. You got to pick and choose your spots. You can't go full, we're going to slow down the pace to a snail's crawl. And you can't go hyperactive, we're going to play with the Warriors. You got to find a happy medium. But you also, your players got to play better. You know, that's the issue. Your guys got to play better. Tristan Thompson, they're not even guarding him. They're not guarding Shumpert. And J.R. Smith is, I don't know what's going on with him. So they have a lot of issues there. But also, their bench guys, even though their bench is very weak, their bench guys really aren't giving him anything. I mean, you know, Shumpert, their best bench guy, you're in a lot of trouble because he's a guy that, you know, he's an average NBA player, but he's not a guy you want to rely upon in the grand scheme. He's not a guy you want to have to count on game in and game out. He's a good defender, but offensively, they're leaving him open. They're going under every screen. They're letting him shoot from outside. If he scores, it's a bonus. They'll live with that. But with that being said, defensively is where it's at. Defensively, you can't defend. If you're giving up 40 points in the first quarter and 35 points in the first quarter, you have no shot.
I agree with you, and I think a lot of the reason why Tristan Thompson has been rendered useless, nearly useless in the series, the fact that he had 4 rebounds in Game 2 is completely inexcusable. Now, if you watch that game, every time a ball is in the air, Golden State is throwing 2 individuals at Tristan Thompson. They are doing everything they can to limit his production on the glass. So, again, this is a team that has the talent. And, Jameson, the one thing that stands out to me is they're so much deeper. Last season, when it was 3-1, Golden State was up, and you start looking at possible lineup changes. And I remember the talk was, you know what, they got Timothy Mozgov on the bench, who's a big body, maybe put him in and bang a little bit and try to change the tempo. There's nobody on the bench this year for Cleveland that you can honestly take off of the pine, put into the starting lineup, or swap minutes and have someone come off the bench and play 35 outside of maybe Shumpert for J.R. Smith. There is no other option on this bench. You don't get better.
And Shumpert had to get an IV after game, too, because
exactly.
He was playing more minutes than he was accustomed to.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't have the depth in the series, and I think you can just tell in the way LeBron James is answering questions, the way he's walking off of the court, the way his body language is very reminiscent. And I'm not picking on LeBron because, again, this guy's a top 10 player of all time. I think he's still the best player in the world. I'm not picking on him. But his attitude is very reminiscent of his final season in Cleveland, the year he walked off the court, took his jersey off against Boston. I'm seeing the same tendencies right now in that LeBron James, and that's scary, knowing that there's still potentially, you know, four games remaining in the set. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, and also the thing people are failing to realize, the Warriors' defense has been more impressive than their offense. You know, that's the thing that's been, for me anyway, that should be the focal point. But also, the Warriors haven't played a great game yet. They've had a good moment. They've had good spurts. But they've probably played a B-minus type of game, and they're destroying the series. They haven't played their A-plus game. I think that's still to come. I think they have a game where they don't turn the ball over, and they're sharp on offense and defense, and they really stick it to the Cavs. I think that game is coming. I really do. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or Friday night, but I think that game is coming. When it does, the series will be over. But I really do. I think after the embarrassment the Warriors went through last year, I think the Warriors are going to start treating the Cavs like they do the Clippers, to where every game they come out, they're going to try to embarrass them and try to make it look really bad on them. I think that's what we're going to start seeing. But the Cavs just don't have the pieces. At the end of the day, they don't have the pieces to contend. And also, you know, some of the guys they're relying upon, they have role players that are very expensive, and that they can use that money in other directions. You know, you got J.R. Smith making like $15 million, Tristan making around $18 million. That $33 million, that can go in different directions for guys that aren't so limited. Both of those guys are very limited players in what they bring you. And when you have that much money tied up in limited players at another 10 for Shumpert, that's really going to halt any kind of conversation of you going back-to-back or doing anything special, because you just can't do it with having that much money tied into very limited guys that aren't getting better.
No, I agree 100%. Jameson Welsh, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com, our guest right now. Jameson, we'll talk about 16-0. It's a very real possibility. Now, one team that came extremely close was the Los Angeles Lakers back in 2001. They went 15-1 because at that time we had best of five first-round contests, not best of seven. The Lakers go 15-1. The lone game they lose, game one of the NBA Finals. Tyronn Lue was involved in that, the famous step over from Allen Iverson. But they go 15-1. Last year, Golden State wins 73 games, and they don't win an NBA championship. And the storyline at the end of last year's regular season was, what's a bigger moment? The Warriors looking for win 73 or Kobe's last game? And I said Kobe's last game because if you don't win an NBA championship, in my mind, it doesn't matter. Now, Warrior fans argue with me on that all the time. I don't care that they won 73 games last season. They didn't win an NBA championship. To me, 16-0 in the playoffs is not only much more rewarding, but that's ultimately what the regular season is for. We play three seasons in the NBA. You have a preseason, a regular season, and the postseason. 16-0 will definitely trump 73, 74, 75, even 82 wins in my mind, and they have a clear shot of getting to 16-0. Unbelievable when you think about it.
Well, I disagree with 73 wins. I still think that's a crazy accomplishment because it's probably never going to happen again unless the Warriors go. This Warrior team goes after it and gets it next year. I just think that we will never see that again, especially from a team from the West Coast, having the long road trips, having to travel 5 to 6 hours cross country in certain instances. I think that's a very special accomplishment. They just didn't get it done, but it's still a great accomplishment because 73 games out of 82 is insane. Like, that doesn't even sound right. But with that being said, last year they didn't finish the deal. Especially being up 3-1, they didn't finish the deal for various reasons. Guys start getting hurt. Draymond gets suspended. A lot of things, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And then Harrison Barnes stopped making shots, stopped being productive. So it got kind of tricky from there. With that being said, if they go 16-0, they rewrite their story. You know, they rewrite the story and they kind of change things up, and that's something that would never be able to be taken away from them, because no one's going 16-0 again in the playoffs. Like, that's not happening again. So if they go 16-0, if they run the table the next two nights, then that'll be a very special accomplishment. Even though a lot of people think the NBA is watered down and whatnot, but it's a very special accomplishment. I will say this: the Lakers in 2001, they had a 6-point lead in overtime, and they had a couple turnovers, and it was never the same after that. But they were right there. They should have been the first team to sweep in the playoffs. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if you don't win at all, it ultimately doesn't matter. That's why 73 wins is a great accomplishment. But I don't think, and I think time will tell. I think 73 wins is still fresh in everyone's mind. But if you go back to the Patriots that went 16-0 and lost to the New York Giants, now that we're, what, close to 10 years removed from that particular Super Bowl, nobody talks about 16-0 anymore. Like, nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about the fact that that team actually went undefeated. We do talk about David Tyree coming down with an insane grab that halted a perfect season. And ultimately, that's what I believe 73 wins in the NBA, that's what we'll view when we look back. A LeBron James unbelievable individual performance in the NBA Finals and the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead. That overshadows 73 wins.
It overshadows it, but we'll still remember 73 wins a lot more than we do 16-0. I think we'll, because NBA is a little bit different. NFL, we see 15-1 a lot. We see a lot of teams, you know, go that. We see a lot of teams come close to that. We don't see teams winning 70. There's only been three teams that have won, two teams that have won 70 games. All right? We don't see 70 wins come close. That doesn't happen. We see teams get 67, maybe even 68, but we don't see teams getting 70, every year. That doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen. It is a special moment because that's something that, those two teams might be the only two teams ever to get to 70. With that being said, though, it's not the end-all, be-all. It's not, you don't get any rings or trophies for winning 70-plus games. The main prize is in June, and now I think they've learned how to pace themselves. And the crazy part is this. They remind me of the 0-1 Lakers, because the 0-1 Lakers had an injury to one of their guys in the middle of the season, and then they got back right around mid-March. And from mid-March on, it was on. They hit Mr. Beat. It really reminds me of the 2001 Lakers, how they only had one loss in like 80 days or something like that. And, it's really reminiscent of that. They're just dominant. They're a focused group on a mission. And when you have a focused group like this on a mission, it's gonna be trouble. It's gonna be a situation like this.
Despite the fact that game one and two has been so lopsided, Golden State's only favored by 3.5 tonight. Does Cleveland get a win in your mind?
No, because 3.5 on the road is very disrespectful. Like, being favored in the finals on the road by 3.5 is really disrespectful to the home team. With that being said, I like the Warriors, man. They're focused. You can tell in the way they're answering questions and also the way they're playing. Draymond hasn't had one of his Draymond-type games just yet. He's due for a really big game, and I expect him to come through on a triple-double type of night tonight. I think this is over Friday evening.
Jameson Welsh, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com, takes out the time to join us each week and talk NBA basketball. Hopefully next week, I'm hoping that we still have some NBA basketball to talk about, but I believe it's going to be off-season. And, of course, the NBA is now a 365-day, 24/7 sport, so we have plenty to talk about as far as the off-season goes as well. Jameson, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back for the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports right after this on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.